All right, 97.1 The Ticket, rolling along on a Thursday. Oh, by the way, tomorrow is Friday. You guys dress up this Floral Friday. Am I allowed to take part in this? Mike comes back on Monday.
You can.
Am I allowed to?
You can. I don't know if I'm doing it now. Apparently, it's Floral Thursdays.
Well, because Kenny's very floral today.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. So you can do whatever you want.
Is that a me thing? You're not doing it because of me?
No.
Sure. Yes.
No, David rarely does it. So.
Well, you guys, I work last Friday.
Except
you guys all look so happy. Hawaiian.
Well, Floral Friday was my invention. And thank you guys for participating, by the way, this summer. It was awesome of you guys. But I will not be here tomorrow. I have a wedding to attend this weekend.
I participated in this.
What's that?
I have actually participated.
Saying thank you.
Oh, I thought he was being facetious.
I'm like, not everything I say is a dig, Rico.
Dude, I actually bought a floral shirt from a tropical place just for you.
And I was thanking you
for that. From a tropical place. It's authentic.
Right.
No.
Wait a second. Kenny's gone. That means we can't do it. You're not going to do it? I want to do it.
You're talking to the wrong person.
David, you in?
I'll participate.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
I got to go buy a shirt. I don't think I have one.
He doesn't even have one.
Give me a good excuse to go to the market.
This is why you have an allowance right there.
Well, I already spent. Guys, we get paid tomorrow. Oh, you should see my checking account.
You don't get paid?
I think maybe late today, okay. But whatever. It's at like $1.30. It's lost a lot of bets this week, boys. A lot of bets.
What's your wife's account at?
I can show you. A lot more than me. That is some of my money. Just wanted to say. Anyway, let's move on, okay? Because we're talking before the show, and I'm not even quite sure how this came up, but it came up. And I think everybody, every human being walking around the earth, they struggle to do something that most humans find easy, right? Like for instance, we asked Doug Karsh. Doug Karsh says, I don't know if most humans can do this, but I really struggle to spin a basketball on my finger, right? Not that that means you're a good player or a bad player, whatever the case is. So I decided to tell you guys something I really struggle at. I really suck at it. Actually, I told David when I was talking to him on the phone, and then he put it on the show sheet, and me and you and Gov were talking out there, and all of a sudden, Rico's looking at his computer, he deadpans over to me, Tom and I are talking about something totally different, and Rico starts laughing, but it's a disgusting laughing. I'm like, what's your deal? He's like, what'd you say?
I just read the show sheet. I was like, wait a minute, Rieger. You don't know how to grill.
No, I don't. No.
Like, you're
so disgusted by that. Saying,
do you know how to put bread in a toaster?
I can do that. I'm very good at that.
Okay.
Yeah, just hit a button.
You know how to boil water.
I can do that, yeah.
How can you not grill?
No.
Same concept.
I know how to grill. It's not like I don't understand how to turn on a grill, how to light the grill, how to put meat on the grill. I just suck at it. My burgers turn out garbage.
Okay,
my chicken is always overcooked because I'm afraid of the salmonella poisoning. It's awful.
So burger is one of the easiest things to do.
You just described the two easiest things to cook on a grill.
Thank you.
The topic.
The only other thing is, if you're like, I don't know how to cook hot dogs, that's the easiest.
I had this gathering at my house with a bunch of people I haven't seen in forever. It was like a couple weeks ago, right? And everybody came on over. We had a tremendous time. You know what I did, though? I ordered pizza because I wasn't about to freaking grill in the middle of July because I can't grill. Because the last time I did it, I brought a ton of people over to my house. I said, come on over. I had my buddy grill because I suck at grilling. And he was mortified that I would have the audacity to ask him to grill.
So you let another man work your grill.
Whoops. You let another man work your grill.
I did. Yeah, happily. Because when some other guy is working my grill, I can go and drink and talk to people. I don't have to grill. I suck at it. Why should I do something I suck at?
I don't understand how you suck at this.
I'm awful.
It's so everything simple.
But it's not. It's simple to you. Why can't you just
because
understand?
It's no, because this is simple. Like if you told me, you know, I can't drive a stick shift. Okay, that takes a lot of coordination.
I don't think it takes a lot of practice. Yeah.
To grill is so simple. You simply put the meat on the grill, turn up the fire.
But it's going to turn out well. That's my point.
Rieger, take a little practice. Even if you just screwed it up, fine. And you learn from your mistakes. That's how people who grill well, we make mistakes.
Trial and error,
Nobody starts off and just says, I'm going to cook a brisket. I'm going to smoke a brisket. You don't start off that way.
Here's the other thing.
You
I don't want to grill. Up to it. I just like talking to people and drinking beer. I don't want to grill. I don't need the grill. I'm very secure with who I am. I can't grill. I'm okay. Like, I'm looking at the ticket text. People are calling me a wimp. They're calling me a word I can't say that starts with a P. You know, some people call cats that. I mean,
hold on. 248-539-9797. Is there something that you cannot do that most people can? And, you know, because like, right now I'm looking at Rieger and I still can't understand how you can't grill and you don't like to grill and you let other men come over to your house and grill.
Yeah. Other men have touched my grill. Yeah, they've used my grill. Other men have used my grill, and I got no issue with it. No issue at all. Okay, so hold on a sec. Ask me anything else. Anything else that a human being should be able to do, I can do everything else. I just can't grill.
This comes from the man who doesn't cook Thanksgiving. He gets it catered.
I cater it, for sure. Oh, it's so much easier that way. So maybe it's that I'm lazy.
Or is that you can't cook at all because it's the dinner and that's not even on the grill.
I made some tacos the other day, Kenny. I actually grilled the meat myself. Delicious.
I mean,
just delicious.
Grilling is
my daughter loved them. My wife loved them.
It's basic. It's caveman-esque.
Okay, so what about you? What can most people do that Rico Beard can't? Or are you just Superman?
I've been trying to think about it.
Unbelievable. This guy. I've been trying to think about it. I have no weak spot.
No, it's like,
I'll give you mine.
What about you? Be honest.
Fold a fitted sheet. There you go.
Mine pales in comparison to what Jeff can't do. But everyone I know, everyone I've always played with, my sons can do it. Get out on the football field and punt a football. Oh. I cannot punt a football.
Okay.
My entire life I've tried, can't do it.
I can do that as well.
Of course you can.
But it pales in comparison to grilling.
What about you, Kenny?
David reminded me of what mine is because I was trying to figure out, because I'm like Rico, pretty perfect at everything. I can't judge a fly ball or like a punt to save my life.
You got no depth perception.
I got no depth. If there's a fly ball hit to me and I'm in right field, that thing's either going way over my head.
You need to just take off running backwards. It's like, where's Kenny? Oh, sun got in my eyes.
Exactly right.
I'd rather not know how to grill. I mean, that's embarrassing. You're playing rec softball.
No, because he could always blame the sun. You can't blame anything except for your own ineptitude.
248-539-9797. Somebody wants to know if I know how to wipe myself. Yes, I do. I do. What can most people...
I've been trying to think about this since we thought about it.
Of course.
Of course.
Rico can do
everything. I don't think anybody can fold a fitted sheet.
I can. Because I pride myself in that. I
always
can
start, and I just ended up rolling in a ball and just putting it in a linen closet.
I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. I tell my family when that comes up, I say, just hand it to me. I got it.
I have no. Like, you start off with great intentions. It's like, what am I doing here?
Wait a second.
But it still has edges, though.
Those can be folded?
It has edges, and you can put them. Yes, you can fold them. Not everyone can do it. No one can do it.
Also, with that, I can't put a fitted sheet on the bed. The corner will pop up, and then I'll put that. Then the other corner will pop up.
All right, see, now we're getting somewhere.
Now you're in a Rieger category.
248-539-9797. We're asking you to be honest and vulnerable with us. What can most human beings walking this earth do, but you cannot? I can't grill, and I just figured out I couldn't fold a fitted sheet because I had no idea you could actually fold them.
There you go. There's something for me.
All right. Well, good. Nice to see you're not perfect.
At least I can grill.
Okay.
There's
going to be somebody else that can't grill.
We have to try to convince people this is a judgment-free zone. Right.
It is judgment-free, but I mean, when I read that, I was like, what? Wow. Okay.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. We'll get to all your calls. A lot of them ripping me. 97 won the ticket.